Joining me on Carideo's Afternoon Newsline, Mr. Jim Reed, of the Regional Director of the Pikes Peak Regional Office of Emergency Management. Welcome, Jim.
Well, thanks, Ted. Where else can you be and have all four seasons in one day, huh?
Can only be in Colorado Springs.
Colorado Springs. That's correct. That's absolutely right. Yeah, what a beautiful place.
It truly, truly is. I'm thinking how not really unusual it is to see snow in June. It just kind of depends on what part of town you're in and what moment of the day.
That's exactly right. We go from prairie to desert to heavy wood and high altitude. It's wonderful.
Yeah, we sure do. And it only happens in a few miles, which is unusual even in and of itself.
Right.
Well, and Jim, that means that you and your crew have a big territory to cover doing the job that you do. Why don't we start, if you don't mind, with this morning and the county commissioners having voted on the latest variants, which allows a lot more businesses to reopen, and that allows a whole bunch more private events. Can you tell us about how that will affect you?
Well, it won't affect us as far as OEM itself, it won't, but I think what it'll do is it'll help, it'll give them businesses an opportunity to open up, like gyms, athletic facilities, theaters, water parks. I think the only ones that aren't necessarily in that are bars and arcades. And what they're trying to do is they're trying to bring folks back, and they're working pretty hard. Now, keep in mind that the commissioners have approved it, but it's still got to go to the state, and it's got to get approved through the state. And I think we're pretty optimistic that that's going to happen. The other thing I think it also, too, is it allows us locally to increase or decrease some of the restrictions based on, you know, what based on the statistics or the numbers that we have versus COVID infections and so forth. So we're trying to get some flexibility, and we're trying to get people back to work and people back to life again.
So, Jim, the Office of Emergency Management is contributing to these variances.
Yeah, what we do is we pay attention to what they're writing. We look at it. I think they used fire code in this particular case for the occupant load, which I think was a great idea because it maintains fire safety as well as health safety. And so we have a lot of input in that. The health department is a very good partner, and they're very inclusive.
So that brings us to this next point. There seems to be some confusion when the state announces a new relaxation of the guidelines, but changes don't affect right away, don't take effect right away. Why is that?
Well, so the governor gets on the news and he announces that we're going to do this. And then what has to happen is that has to go through state health department. State health department sends out guidance specifically what is allowed to do, and then it's given to our local health department. The local health department has standing public health orders that are already in effect locally here, and they have to go back and change their health orders to fall in line with what the state or what the governor has said he'd like to have happen. So it takes a few days. It's not instant. But I will tell you is the health department has a team dedicated to that. So as soon as they get that information from the state, they are all over it because they want to make it right. They want to make it safe, and they want to get it done in a timely manner. So they're really ahead of the game on that by having a team just ready to get that information from the government and move forward with it.
Well, now, Jim, we're working really hard, and you're working really hard to make sure businesses can open and people can gather again and do it safely. And summer's coming on, and now it looks like we can start making some summer plans. What advice would you offer?
Well, just keep in mind we're in stage one fire restrictions, which is no fires for both El Paso, Teller County, Colorado Springs, National Forest, and the other municipalities. So we want you to be safe. This is, wildland fire season is upon us, and we want to be careful with that. Thunder, the rule is if you hear a loud bang and it shakes the house, go indoors and stay there for 30 minutes till it goes away. We'll have some flooding. We had a little bit from the storms last night. Don't drive in flood water. Have an emergency plan for your family. We talk about a go kit, at least 72 hours of meds, important documents, and things that you need to evacuate. And you can get that information on epcoem.com or Colorado Springs Gov. There's a lot of information on preparedness for the summertime.
Jim, we appreciate your visits here to Carideo's Afternoon News very, very much, and especially all the hard work all of you do to keep us safe and to keep emergencies as manageable as they can be kept.
We appreciate you. You guys are very good in helping us get the word out, so thank you for what you do.
You are very welcome. You're listening to Jim Reed, Regional Director of Pikes Peak Regional Office of Emergency Management, our monthly check-in for Preparedness Day here on KRDO's Afternoon News. Jim, thank you again. We'll talk to you in just about a month from now.
Okay, take care. Have a safe month.